This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium today, the office for the afternoon, as we get ready for Atlanta United taking on the Red Bulls. We'll talk about that later on, but Mike, we got a lot to chop up, and it all starts with our Braves, who continue to roll, continue to win. Last night felt as good as game one, because we scored, we got a great pitching outing from Charlie Morton. And, Mike, we talked about this yesterday. When people thought maybe we were hating on Spencer Strider, we were talking about dominant pitching. Last night, you witnessed that. That was Charlie Morton. That was vintage playoff Charlie Morton. Yeah. I'm going to take over. Nobody's going to get a hit. I'm not letting guys get on base. I'm not going to walk guys. And I'm going through the lineup. 12 strikeouts for Morton last night. That's as dominant as he's been all season.
And using every pitch in his repertoire, too. That's the thing, man. We talk about Strider, and that will come. Because, again, he's a whippersnapper. But Charlie Morton's a cagey veteran. And he's a dude who's using, 5 pitches in this case going through that Mets lineup. Great to see the Mets. The Mets have not struck out like this all season. They're not a lot of home run hitters if you take away Alonso on that lineup. But it was great to see Grossman. And you and I were kind of questioning, wow, they really are so down on Ozuna. They're going with Grossman, who's not good against right-handers. Taijuan Walker, the latest to go, Skipper, I got the cramps real bad. So he's out. And then basically, the Braves making all sorts of good news last night. Off the field, all the way up in Rome with Soroka. We'll talk about what's going down with Money Mike, who truly is. There's just some great things happening with this team.
There are. And right now, the challenge today and tomorrow is you're facing two of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Obviously, they want to split this series, and this is their chance, because what we saw from Morton last night, you could see from Scherzer and DeGrom over the next 2 days. But right now, we're rolling, man. I mean, we've won, what, now 8 in a row? Right. You know, we've been great in this home series. We were great on the road. We went 7-4. Maybe, Braves fans, things are starting to click for this team. Maybe, Mike, we're getting into this groove that we had hoped we would get into when we were crying about, hey, when's Acuna going to wake up? Right. Hey, when's this going to happen or that? And all of a sudden, it might just be all coming together at the right time. Now, look, I don't want us playing our best baseball right now. I need that at the end of September, okay? When we head into the playoffs, I want us peaking. But we haven't looked this good since we won those 14 in a row. And some people would argue that when we went on that run, Mike, it was against lesser teams. So we're playing well against better teams right now.
And the Mets are getting caught with the injury bug. We talked about Carrasco. We talked about Guillorme. You know, they've got a lot of issues now. And again, we talked about Walker going out last night with lower back spasms, which, again, you know, hey, I get that, reaching for the Cheerios. It can happen to anybody. It's happened to him as he's running over to first base. But the Mets are dealing with injury issues. And the Braves, of course, look, you lose Ozzie Albies. You didn't start the season with Acuna. They've had a number of issues with injuries over the last couple of seasons. So, you know, the world's smallest violin goes around for everybody. But last night was great to see another clutch effort. Matt Olson, and again, I've never seen a ball hit there. I kind of found it hard to believe it was only 443 feet. I was like, I think you shortchanged the dude. Because it was funny, if you listen on the broadcast on Bally last night, they were trying to explain to Frank Gore what a pergola is. And I felt like saying, it's a leaky roof. Because I've got one. My wife had to have one. I'm like, but it doesn't really provide shade. Never mind. But anyway, yeah. We were just up there for the game one of this series on Monday. So that is a monster shot from Matt Olson.
It really was. He's shown he's worth everything that he's gotten, and he's going to be here a long time. Now, speaking of being here a long time, let's talk about the big news with Michael Harris. First of all, congratulations to Money. That's his nickname, Money Harris. You go on Twitter, that's what his follow is. But here's the deal, guys. a lot of Braves fans feel like the Braves are cheap skating these guys in some way, shape, or form. And I just think we have to look at this from a fan's perspective, Mike. Stop putting yourself in management shoes. Everybody wants to say, oh, these guys, they're taking lesser deals. Why are you worried about it? I'm worried about how good we can be for a long time. I don't care about what you think when it comes to, oh, I can't believe he took $72 million. Let me say this. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I always joke around about the lottery, right? When the lottery's big, Powerball, whatever, we always joke, we're going to play, and then we joke about what we're going to do. Most of you, if you hit the lottery, would take the amount that day. You would not stretch it out over 30 years and go, well, I'm going to take the minimum amount.
I'm going to annuitize this, and I'm going to give me the money.
I'm
going to
have $200,000 for the next 30 years. And the reason why you take it now is because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen next week. Put yourself in these guys' shoes. There's nothing that says Michael Harris can't trip and blow a knee out, Mike, right, in his career, and his trajectory changes. Take the money. It makes sense. I don't care, Braves fans, about all these people who are like, oh, the Braves are being cheap. No, they're not. They're being smart.
No, and by the way, it's great. Now, look, I still think Ozzie Albies sold himself short. In hindsight, he did. But that's another issue. That's apples to oranges. Harris is 21. The dude was born in 2001. So now, Carl, you look at, just to put it in perspective for guys our age, you talked about arbitration the other day. You know, you look at Dansby. Dansby's had a monkey around with the Braves for years now about salary. You take all that out of the mix. And, yes, you could argue that if you do obviously do this job at a high rate, that maybe if you bet on yourself, you could have pulled off a $300 million payroll. But you just said it. Injuries, all sorts of things, the variables you're taking out of the equation. And I think most of us could live pretty comfortably on the $72 million. And he gets to 30, and if he's playing at the same rate that he's playing this year, then he's going to get that gazillion-dollar contract, if not from the Braves, from somebody else.
Yeah, I get it. We all want more, but sometimes you just have to have common sense. Sometimes you just have to say, hey, Ronald Acuna, you've been here for 3 seconds. We're going to give you 8 years, $100 million. Ronald has no regrets. Sometimes Austin Riley, we're going to give you 10 for 212. He could have held out and said, nah, I'm going to bet on myself. Sometimes you just have to use common sense and go, you know what? This is the right thing. I don't have to worry for the rest of my life. And you know what? I get to play the game I love. Right. And oh, by the way, Mike, if I'm really good and I continue to be good, I'll continue to make more money.
Right.
So I don't want us to be caught up in, oh, they're being cheap with the brother. No, they're not. They're being smart. Now, why I say, you know, they're being cheap with the brother. Can I say this, Mike? Atlanta needs a young black star.
That's another thing. Well, you know what? Baseball needs a young black star. I mean, you can count the young black stars on one hand right now that everybody knows around the country. Problem, because we've talked about this. We talked to Curtis Granderson about this a couple of years ago. I get more kids playing in the inner city or anywhere in the suburbs for that matter. I couldn't. My parents and my dad love baseball. I love baseball. You and I have talked about this growing up in Texas, me in Long Island. My parents on my dad's salary, my mom's could never have afforded what these parents pay for travel tickets.
No way.
The insurance, everything, the money, the cost. No way in hell we could have afforded that. No, in this day and age, baseball needs it. I'm with your brother. And Michael Harris is a guy that's electrifying this city. I mean, I said it. It's the loudest applause on Monday night where it was Michael Harris and Grissom.
Absolutely. And I also think, Mike, where we are, we're in a special place. We're in the home of Henry Aaron. The legacy looms large. And for the Braves to not have an African-American star on their team is somewhat of a tragedy, right? Because other places around the country, you might not expect it. Here in Atlanta, to have come across a young man who's right, this good, this young, do it now. And it makes total sense. Now, that's a sidebar, but I just want to point that out because I think that's also important with where we are. And everybody knows. I mean, Mike says it. We always look around and, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but all these Latin guys are not from the same place.
Right.
Dominican, you know, Venezuela. You talk about right, all these places that, you know, a lot of Latin ball players come from. They're not all from the same place. And I think sometimes we all lump that together,
right,
and that's not fair. Either way, it is a good deal for the Braves. It's a bargain, and I'm happy for Michael Harris. I don't know about you, but if I told you you could play 70 games and then get this deal, 70 games, and then they're going to give you $70 million, that's a hell of a deal, Mike.
It's a win-win, as we said, and now is, if you're the Braves, once you get Dansby locked up, and now I think you see you're going to get Dansby locked up. Liberty Media's doing, like, for years I railed against Liberty Media. You can't say anything about them now, man. They're doing the right things. The coffers are filled. The turnstiles are turning. The beer's being poured at the battery, and the parking's being filled at the red deck, I can tell you, because I was there. So, I mean, they're putting the money back into the ball club, and you can't argue with that. And this is now, again, the big question is, what is the max free Fried contract look like? We'll see where Dansby goes. I also love the, and this was something that was interesting. Squid Billy and I were talking before the show. Austin Riley, kind of his agent in the announcement about why they took the deal. They talked to Austin Riley about where do you want to be? You know, and Austin Riley basically took the Freddie Freeman contract as a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
About who knows, if you overplay your hand, you wind up maybe not where you want to be. He wants to win championships. He wants to stay in Atlanta.
I love it, man. I mean, listen, sometimes we all overplay our hand. I said it. We all want more. We all think, you know, you deserve more. There's not anybody listening right now who doesn't believe that they deserve more than what they're getting. But when you talk about these circumstances with professional sports, you don't know what the market's going to be. And remember, when Freddie didn't take the deal here, it wasn't the next day the Dodgers did the deal.
Right.
It was damn near 2 weeks.
Right.
Because they had to figure out, well, what's the price now? What are we talking about? It became a situation where take it or leave it. And I don't think Austin Riley wanted to be in that situation if he didn't have an offer here or one that he didn't like. And then you go, well, he'll end up somewhere. We always say that in sports. Well, he'll end up somewhere. He might, but he'll end up somewhere with less money in his pocket.
And the other big story, we'll talk more about this later today as well with Grant. It's Scherzer, by the way, coming up for the Mets. And this is the one thing with the Braves and the Mets. When the Mets have gotten to a losing streak, and now they're dealing with the injury bug, it's a hell of a backstop, Carl.
Are they going to fall apart?
That's the thing. You could argue, if you're a Mets fan, you got the great backstop of Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. Now, DeGrom's still not to 100%, but these should be the guys that would nip it in the bud if all goes well. But the Braves are feeling pretty confident right now. Everybody's hitting. This lineup does not have a weak spot in it. I think they took the weak spot out. His name was Azuna. Grossman even produced less. Grossman goes yard last night. So this is a crucial. These next two games are really crucial because you beat these guys, and then you've completely flipped the script from 10 days ago up in Citi Field.
And then they're panicking. Because
and then the pressure mounts and the media, the vulture circle, and it's a New York thing all over again.
They're going to start panicking. Let's hope that's the case tonight. We'll talk more about it. Also, we've got a pair of tickets for you to go check out. The big three guys, we're going to talk to Ice Cube coming up around 5 o'clock today. We told you the championship is happening right here in the ATL on the 21st. That's Sunday at State Farm Arena, featuring coaches Dr. J, Lisa Leslie, Gary Payton, George Gervin, and more. We've got tickets for you, so stay tuned. We'll give those away. And we've got Earth, Wind & Fire and Santana tickets as well. We're live at Mercedes-Benz tonight. As we said, Atlanta United getting ready to take on the Red Bulls. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C. Dukes, and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up with everything that's going on. We're also on the gram as well and across all other social media platforms. Listen, we got a lot to get into. Plenty of NFL news going on. Falcons getting ready to head up to New York, Mike, to play the Jets. But they'll have those two practices against the Jets?
Correct.
Before they actually play. And a lot of teams are doing this. I think you mentioned this. I would love for them to televise this stuff. Not the whole practice, because I know they're getting work.
Right.
But give me 30 minutes of these first team on first team, and let me get a sense of what we're looking at.
It's the only thing I haven't done. I'm surprised Jerry Jones hasn't done this for providing your streaming special content. Pay $30 a month during the 3 months or whatever in the summer. You're always getting something Falcon. I know I would. I love Hard Knocks. I'd love to get that kind of access 24/7. We got little bits and pieces last year what was happening at Miami scrimmage, which talked about how good A.J. Terrell looked, for instance, and all those things that kind of got out. There was some news we'll talk more about in the NFL Blitz today, but something happened up there in a Patriots-Carolina scrimmage.
Uh-oh.
A fan got squished.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Matt Patricia was fired. No?
That in given time. But
Joe Judge fired? No?
You'd be surprised who got involved in a fracas up there. We'll explain.
All right, man. Love to hear from you guys. Text us as well, 404-741-0929. We got plenty to chop up. And also, along the way, we are going to get a chance to talk to our man, Connor Riley. Dogs continue to practice as they get ready for their big opener against Oregon. Right here, man. That thing's been sold out, by the way, for a long time. We're coming back. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Headlines on the way. It's Duke's. It is Dukes and Bell, Turtle Behind the Glass, our engineer, Bo Morgan's with us, executive producing Cullen, our on-site engineer. The team is here, and tonight, Atlanta United hoping to get back on the right track. Man, we need 3 points. We need three, Mike. We need to beat the Red Bulls tonight.
Yeah, man, we talked about this with Carlos Bocanegra, and here's the deal. We got 10 games left, and you're 4 points out, and it's 3 points for a win. We can cry over the spilt milk and the last-second goals and the injuries. And again, the injuries have been as bad as you could get. With the most important players, you need to be out on the field. But guess what, Carl? Still got a shot because you're alive at this mathematically, but you got no margin for error. And unfortunately, we get the Red Bulls. And the only analogy I can give you is from hockey, so bear with me. The old neutral trap that the New Jersey Devils used to use, it was the worst style of hockey, maybe the most boring hockey. That's what the Red Bulls do. They take away your scoring opportunities. They take away your best players. They suffocate what we want to do, which is the attack.
Yeah,
and they always have.
They have. They've done it now for five, 6 years.
We're just talking about Wilder. You and I were just talking about Deontay Wilder during the commercial break.
Yeah.
Because he's going to do some MMA fighting, or at least train with those guys to work on his squid system, dirty fighting, getting inside. Style makes the fight. Red Bulls take away our style. That's what's other than the year 2018, we beat them and went all the way to the finals and won it.
Yeah. Did DeBoer's style counter that a little bit?
To a degree.
Yeah.
I thought so. But still, they just the numbers are insane. Just one win in all the matches we played against those guys. But again, got a hot beat, you got a chance. So hopefully we'll get rolling tonight because we're running out of games.
Well, I've heard they're going to have really there's something that's really lucky that's going to happen tonight that I hope helps them get a victory. Hey, I do want to mention this because I'm looking at this. As we said, we'll go around the NFL. NFL Blitz is on the way here at 3 o'clock. But Dennis Allen, that is the new head coach of the Saints. He said today that Michael Thomas, Mike, he says, when I watch Michael Thomas at practice, I see the Michael Thomas I saw pre-injury. Mm-hmm. Now, for Falcon fans, remember, there was a time where, you know, he wasn't catching long touchdowns,
right,
but he was a possession guy. That's what Michael Thomas is. And the new head coach of the Saints, Dennis Allen, says he's big, he's strong, he's physical. He's making contested catches. This is what I'm seeing in practice. And I'm about to retweet this because I'm saying, let me see it. Michael Thomas has been more hurt than anything.
Yeah, and then he got his hurt ego about some contract stuff. So there was a lot of weirdness going on with him and Sean Payton.
I think they had a falling out.
I think they did. But remember, we used to joke around. Yeah, 1,000 yards receiving on 2.5 yards per catch. You know, it kind of reminds me, if you're a Dolphins fan, I used to watch, we had a guy, it was funny, it was like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, the other one. He had 1,000 yards. He was a joke around, like, yeah, like 400 carries. You know? So that's where he's at. And they need to get him in the end zone. Like, we need to get Pitts in the end zone.
No, no doubt. I just, for Saints, you know, they're our first game of the season. So here's the deal. Who's the kid, Mike or Bo, they drafted out of Ohio State? Was it Garrett?
Olave.
So they have Olave, and now they're telling us that Michael, you know, Thomas is healthy. Okay, we'll see what that looks like. Again, Jameis Winston is the quarterback. It's not Drew Brees, but I'm just putting it out there. Last night, Atlanta wins again, and what a night it was for Matt Olson, guys. He had 3 RBI, the long home run, which we'll let you hear coming up here in headlines. 2 hits. Any questions about Matt Olson? I know we wanted to, I say we, most right. Braves fans wanted to make the comparison, well, he's not Freddie. Let him be Matt right. Olson. But, Mike, he's doing what we expect him to do, right?
Yeah, the home runs are there. He's got more home runs than Freddie. And I know that everybody's trying to do the benchmark thing. Oh, extra base hits for much of the year. He was leading the league in doubles. The dude is just clutch. You know, he's a slick fielding first baseman, makes the plays. That was the play to end the game. You know, I mean, he made some great plays. This is a dude who is fit, obviously, and filled in some big shoes, man, because we went through all that whole circus and soap opera with Freddie, and this guy is really coming into his own. And I think that whole Freddie thing's in the rearview mirror, and now he's like, he's contributing, Carl, a moonshot in a game you had to win.
Yeah, it was great last night. 5-0 Braves win. We'll talk more about tonight's game. Grant McCauley's going to join us later in the show. Chris, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, Mike, take a guess. How far do you think that home run went last night?
I thought it was a 500-foot shot. I thought it was.
Now, that was above.
It landed on the roof, the awning of the top of the chop. Went to the 300 level.
Yes. That's a long way. Yeah. It's a long way. Listen to the call. This is the home run we're talking about with Olson, who hit the bomb. Reminder, Kenny Mayne has a new podcast. He is a part of the Odyssey family. It's called Hey Mayne, and you can check it out wherever you get your podcast, guys. Download the Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. He's had great guests on the last few weeks and continues to kill that podcast. Make sure you check it out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are down here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Again, tonight, Atlanta United taking on the Red Bulls. We've got the Braves and the Mets. It's game 3 of a 4-game series. And now all of a sudden, I think, Mike, you know, we said going into this series, if we lost the first couple of games, there would be more pressure on us. I think the pressure's on the Mets now.
Yeah, you and I were just talking during the break. It is the reason why they went and got Scherzer because, you know, that's a pretty nice piece to have. And we'll see what he does, you know, in the postseason. Last year it kind of really hurt the Dodgers when they had to shut him down. We had the wrist-arm, forearm thing. But Scherzer's a guy that is, let's be honest, he's so tough, he's almost crazy You know, he's almost loco. He's loco.
He's,
you know,
loco.
What I mean? He's that kind of dude. So, I mean, he's the kind of guy that you got to get like a team of bouncers to pull him off the mound sometimes, right, when the manager comes to get him.
Yeah.
So this would be huge if you could find a way to beat Scherzer and DeGrom. I mean, you know, you and I have said, look, you know, you dug yourself a big hole up there in Queens a couple weeks back. This would be monstrous. And then, as we said, all the pressure that it would just go squarely on the shoulders of the Mets. But as we know, the schedule gets tougher. The Astros are coming up next. These are some really tough games.
They really
8-game win streak, though, right now for the Braves.
I love it, man. I hope we keep it going. Listen, wouldn't it be something if we – hey, Mets fans, how you doing?
And we haven't seen Edwin Diaz so far because they haven't had a chance to use him because they've been losing.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we ended up not only sweeping this series but the Astros? I mean, you talk about a hell of a homestand. Mm. I mean, come on. Now, it's not out of the realm.
Right.
But the way we're playing right now, you just feel good about going into all these games. But let's shift gears and talk about the Falcons, guys. Dave Ragone, again, for those who are not familiar, Arthur Smith calls the plays. Dave Ragone is our offensive coordinator. He also helps game plan with our head coach. And he was asked about how the offense, you know, is looking right now, Mike. And this is what he said as far as the state of the offense. And then we'll get into what he's talking about with the quarterbacks in camp. We still need to figure that out, the running backs and whatnot. But this is Dave Ragone talking about where the offense is.
We're trending, right? We have obviously the ability each and every day to work on something fundamentally. We're obviously not there yet. That's what training camp's for. We'll have a great challenge this week. We'll have a great challenge next week. And then obviously on week one to prepare for a great opponent in New Orleans, what they provide defensively. So this is what you do in training camp, right? You get through the fundamentals, you try to get better at them, and there's things X and O wise that you're seeing how they fit the players. And obviously our job as coaches is to make sure that we highlight their strengths, and that's what we're trying to find out right now in some of the players and make sure that we're playing to their best ability.
Okay, trending in the right direction. The good news, I think, out of the first preseason game was we went back down the field. We met the challenge of they scored. We went back and scored. We did move the ball effectively. I can't tell you guys we're going to score, you know, 27 a game. But, Mike, we got to score in the red zone. It's still our Achilles heel with this team.
Right. And, again, last year I would love to have seen Calvin Ridley on the field just to see how the things may have changed and differently. Maybe we get 5 or 6 touchdowns or more for Kyle Pitts, but we'll never know. Because they were able to cue in on him, and there was, with all due respect to Russell Gage, those were the other optimal weapons. Now you've got a guy, and Drake London, we have to wait to see him out there too, but I like Drake London, obviously CP3, I mean, CP84, Cordell Patterson has been a secret weapon. There's so many things we thought we were going to get last year, yep, which we didn't really get. Remember, we thought, wow, we're able to dictate the tempo and the matchups. None of that works if the offensive line doesn't work, so I'm going to get back to the old line, but I'm more concerned in who's going to win that center job right now. I think it's an upgrade if it's not optimal, speaking of that, you know, that left guard position, than what we had last year. I think, you know, for whatever it took, maybe just getting a little embarrassed by not getting that option picked up, maybe that helped Caleb Gary light a fire. I don't know.
I hope so.
But the old line to me is still the key for anything we want to do.
Yeah, listen, and for everything that we want to say about Caleb McGarry, I can't kill him because he hadn't played bad. I mean, the series we saw him in the first preseason game, he was decent. You know, now, as this thing gets amped up, we'll see. I mean, again, speaking of the Saints, as we're talking about, you know, Mr. Slant and Michael Thomas, you know, when you're talking about Cam Jordan and these guys in the first week of the season, Mike, that's when we're going to know. If he's getting beat up and beat on the edge and all that, that's when we're going to find out really quickly whether he's progressed or he's still the same dude. But right now, I can't say anything bad about where Caleb McGarry is. And by the way, I'm cheering for him. You know, I want it to work for him. I don't know if the Falcons will be interested in investing in him long term.
Right.
But for the short term of our offensive success, I need this dude to be a player. I need him to be the guy we drafted high in the draft to say, hey, he's going to be a big part of our offensive line. My problem is, Mike, 4 years in, you should know. And that's my issue.
And that's why his option wasn't picked up. And it's very un-Falcon-like because previous regime, you guys know the drill, Carl, they would never admit a mistake like that. They would validate it by keep throwing more money at the guy. In this case, hey, his future might not lie with the Falcons. I mean, you know, they'll explore other options. But the good news is you got a guy who is motivated. A guy, look, when you look at McGarry, and you said, remember we had an interview with him a few weeks ago, physically I think he's put some work in the gym going into this season.
Yeah, I question
him. Looks better, right?
Well, I questioned him that picture of him looking like a Hulk.
Right.
And I asked him if it was Photoshopped, and he said, no, it wasn't Photoshopped.
He's got me on a good day. But, yeah, Elijah Wilkinson, now you were asking the question, are they going to rotate more guys in with what's perceived to be the starting unit? We'll have to wait and see. Certainly the Jets are going to give them some pressure. Look, the Jets have a pretty good defensive line, injuries aside.
They do.
So we'll see how these guys, you know, work on that depth chart. But, man, if I'm still not, I guess I'm not sold on Hennessy. I'm not sold on Dahlman. That's where I'm at when it comes to the center.
Let's hear from Dave Ragone, the offensive coordinator for our Falcons, talk about the quarterbacks. We only have two in camp. Remember, okay, Felipe Franks, he's gotten reps. Mike and I talked a little bit about this, but, you know, it's been limited. He's focused at playing tight end. Here's what Ragone said about using two quarterbacks in camp.
We make sure we monitor the amount of throws, right, first and foremost, for anybody out there. Second thing is, you know, when it comes to the quarterback spot, the way that practice is set up, you know, we have the ability to tempo how many throws are needed in between the team periods. So if we feel we're light one day, we can push. If we feel we're too heavy one day, we can back off. And obviously, Felipe provides that flexibility for us in practice and in individual drills, where he's still working his quarterback craft with obviously spending time at the other position. He's accepted that role. He's embraced it. And I think the other two quarterbacks obviously understand the uniqueness of that, and they appreciate that from him.
Okay, so no one's being overworked. If they are, they're not willing, or they are willing, to put Felipe in there and let him throw some balls. Okay, cool. Because that was a concern when we said, you only got two arms in camp and you're throwing all these routes.
Right.
Somebody's going to get worn out. That's Dave Ragone. He also talked about the running back competition, Mike. Did a running back jump out to you? Obviously, Olsen got the start.
Right.
He was good. But Williams looked good to me.
And I thought Algier looked good, too.
Yeah.
You know, and Algiers also, remember, we actually asked questions specifically about pass protection, and that's something that they're seeing. Again, that might have been the bugaboo for Olsen back in the day. I don't know. But Olsen's given every opportunity, I think, to make this team through two coaching regimes.
That's crazy.
And I thought he was going to be a stud coming out of Pitt. I really did.
Well, I know. That doesn't happen, though. Now, has he lost weight? Does he look more fit?
A little bit leaner, a little bit meaner.
Is it?
I mean, we interviewed Damian Williams. I like him. I think that gives you a nice, you know, sort of change of pace. I mean, in a perfect world, when you got the wide receiver mix and you throw Cordarrelle Patterson out there, you have some mismatches potentially you can throw out there. Not to mention we got at least two tight ends. I don't know how they can block, but they can sure catch. Talking about Franks and obviously Pitts.
Here's Ragone talking about the running back competition as the Falcons get ready to take on the Jets. Coming up this weekend, they'll practice up there Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Ragone.
You know, Coach Petrie's done a great job of being able to facilitate the reps for the backs. There's a great competition there, just like the receiver room and really a lot of the rooms, right? And so what you see from him and everybody else is when they get their opportunity, like, they value it. They understand that reps are a premium just because of how they're divvied up. And, again, they're taking advantage. It's not just him, but they're all taking advantage of their opportunity. You saw it in the game, and you come out here and see it in practice. So it's exciting to see where that group's going right now.
All right, I hope so, man. I mean, I just want to be able to run the football, keep teams off balance so teams aren't just stacking the box against us and putting pressure on our quarterback. We'll see. This is another big test for the offense and this team as they get ready for the Jets. Coming up, more NFL news, guys. Updates on the Deshaun Watson settlement. When is this going to happen? And is a settlement going to take place before there is a ruling? We're going to talk about it coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.